Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Lay ye all on me. 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 Lay your records alone, you want alone. Lift your hands to God and just honor Him. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. Please be seated. Let's give the Lord a big hand. Help me celebrate streams of life. Please be seated. God bless you. Amen, amen. All right. I'm continuing on that same series of titled The Audacity of Faith. Amen. Now, I want to recommend that everyone should sit with the message I taught in Abeokuta on Sunday. Very simple message, the basics of faith. All right. So I'm going to introduce a bit about that. All right. Just to lay that foundation again. All right. On the basics of faith. Then I go into the teaching for tonight. So I have 15 minutes to do this introduction, so I can time myself. Amen. Hebrews chapter number 11 from verse 1. Hebrews 11 from verse 1. I'd like us to look at this critically and look at it well. Amen. With our eyes of understanding opened as we study on the subject of faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Alright? For by it the elders obtained a what? A good report. Other translations say they obtained a more excellent report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made out of things which do appear. Alright? By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testifying of his gift, and by it he being dead, yet speaketh. Alright, so men of faith are givers. That must be settled. Amen. Hello. Do you understand what I'm saying? By faith, he offered a more excellent what? Sacrifice. Alright. Now, let's go to verse 5, then we'll stop at verse 6. For by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. And he was not found. Alright. Now, we've had theological arguments. Alright, at this point of verse 5. Alright, theologians have argued it out, because when we continue in this Hebrews 11, the Bible said these all died. That should be verse 13. We're going to get there. Not having received the promise. So there's been argument that you can't tell us that Enoch was translated. But if the Bible say, the Bible did not just say it was translated, the Bible said that it was translated that he should not see death. That's the word of God. It can't be broken. There's no philosophizing around it. It was translated that he should not what? See death. It's as clear as it is. Alright? And was not found. Because God has translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Now, how did he please God? Verse 6 now. But without faith, it is impossible to do what? To please him. Alright? For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Alright? Then, and that is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, I'd like to read verse 6. Alright, in first person, by faith it is impossible to please me, speaking as God now, for he that come to me must believe that I am. Is a way of reintroducing himself the way he introduced himself to Abraham and to Moses. He that cometh to me must believe that what? I am. Alright, listen. As simple as that word looks, many believers have issues with it. They don't believe that he is. Who is he? At the tomb of Lazarus, he declared himself as the resurrection and the life. Amen. To Abraham, he declared himself as the Jehovah Jireh. In fact, as El Shaddai, the multi-breasted one. Alright, the word I am is a tricky word. And I don't want us to dance out of doctrine while trying to interpret scriptures. Amen? When he said to Moses, Moses said, who should I tell them that has sent me? Now, the them that Moses was referring to was not Pharaoh. The them that Moses had issue with was those of the household of the Abrahamic covenant. So when he said, I am, then he went further. He said, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Listen, don't say, I am whatever you call me. Mm-mm. God is not whatever you call him. If you call me a fool, I'm not a fool. Hello? Should we stay with doctrine? A fool says in his heart that there's no God. So because you say there's no God, does he cease to exist? No. The I am, he has filled in the gap with several revelations in scriptures. You are not permitted to fill in that space without a revelation. Don't let depression fill it. Are you following what I'm saying here? Alright? Alright? Now go back to that Hebrews 11:6. So I can touch something briefly. So, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Then he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now from Hebrews 11:1 to verse 6, let's begin to pick out cogent stuffs there. Hebrews 11:1. It's now, Bible says that now faith is the substance. Substance means something tangible of things hoped for. Hoped for means something intangible. The evidence, something tangible of what? Things not seen means something intangible. That is the spiritual ground where this substance and this evidence can be felt is in the spirit. Gosh. Hello? Are you with me? Can I, let me break it down. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. That is, I said I'm going to take you to America. And it is settled in your heart, but you have not gone there. You have the substance in your heart. You started envisioning it in your heart. But you have not gone there. The evidence of things not seen. You say, if he says it, he's going to do it. But you've not seen it. Amen? So, what is the Bible telling us? That faith primarily is not about the result. That one needs to settle. What did I say? Come on, say it again after me. Say it loud and clear. Faith primarily is not about the result. Come on, say it again loud and clear. Say it again one more time. It's not about the result. You must get that. All right? Why? Now, go to verse 3. Go to verse 2 now. All right? By that kind of faith, the elders obtained a good report. Now, who is the father of faith? How many more minutes do I have for this introduction? Who is the father of faith? How did he become the father of faith? Was it by giving birth to Isaac immediately? No. He went through what is called the walk of faith. All right? Because if you teach faith from the perspective of instant result, you raise babies. And in fact, what you bet is faithlessness. Faith is proven through waiting. That's diligent seeking. Are you with me now? Faith is proven through what? Waiting. Your faith will be tested. Real faith is not about instant result. It's not about instant gratification. God has said, I will do this. That's his word that has gone forth. Do you have the evidence of what you have not seen? That's faith. Alright? Because the heart of Hebrews 11 is in verse 13. The heart of it, that's the center focus of Hebrews 11 is in verse 13. Now go to verse 13. These all died in faith, not having received the promises. That's the center focus. Alright? What makes them special was because they held on despite the fact that it was not seen. Let me give you an instance. So you can understand. I gave this illustration when I was in Abeokuta. GSS 1. Are you with me? GSS 1. Out of 34 in class, I came 33rd. What an amazing result. 33 out of 34. When they gave me the report card in school, you know the way they share report card? I knew that this is not a good report. The good report the elders received, I knew mine was a bad report. So I didn't know how I would take that one home. So you are looking at me as if you didn't have testimony of failing. You passed all through. Only few of us are bold to say, I failed. So I said, I can't take this home like this. So I decided to cancel 1-3. Since it was 33rd, they wrote. So I TPEX 1, then left 3rd. So, but my own thought was that the average was about 30-something. So I took it to my dad. He looked at red Bible, looked at me, said, you tried. He turned the back. I didn't remember to turn. When he turned the back, he looked at me again. He said, you can go inside. We sat down that night to still watch news. I just noticed that it was not flowing like before. And he didn't complain. He said, have you eaten? Make sure you eat well. The following day, I was in class, mathematics class. I just felt like looking through the window. And I saw my dad packing with the report in his hand. Then he opened the back seat and brought out a cane. I said, sister, I want to go ask myself. So I went to the restroom and I was there. They were looking for me around the old school. Then finally they came to bring me out. Said, they are calling you in staff room. Ah! And I go to staff room, Lazarus, 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 Lazarus. I saw the original. I saw the adulterated. If you don't like it, go to court. Now I've been caught. Why did you do it? I'm sorry. My father said to the teacher, he's my son. Let me deal with him here. Teacher said, ah, no. And he's a gentle boy. Oh, he's not like that. Oh. Ah. He said, let me deal with him here. I joined him in begging them. Let him beat me here. You may not understand. Let him do it here. If he's getting by, you can hold him. Alright? But what was I trying to do? I thought good report was about the end product. But good report is about every step. That you had this in English, in math, in this. That's how you obtain a good report. That in waiting process, you pass character test. Do you get what I'm saying? You pass character test, patience, mark. Let me show you the syllabus you must pass. Let me show you. So you can know the subject you must pass. So you can obtain a good report. Deuteronomy chapter number 8 from verse 2. Deuteronomy 8 from verse 2. Now look at it. This is a process of faith. He said, and thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord your God led thee in these 40 years in the wilderness. So what's the first syllabus you must pass? Humility. God will prove you. Then the heart test. True. Number 4, obedience. Continue verse 3 now. He humbled you, suffered you, that you must endure hardness. Alright, that's 5. Then hunger test. Hunger is part of the deal. To think that because you are a person of faith, you will not endure tribulation is to lie to yourself. That you decide to walk in faith already qualifies you for a major test. But he said, be of good cheer, overcame the world. Are you with me? Alright, have you seen people who said, I've been waiting on God for these 3 years, and all they did in that 3 years was grumbling? What they have is not faith, it's delay. Any waiting that is void of the character of scriptures is delay. That time is passing doesn't mean you are waiting. Are you with me? Are you with me? Oh God, I'm trusting you for a child. I'm trusting you for this in the process. This. What was the issue God had with the Israelites? Alright, throughout the wilderness. What was the issue? What was their issue? They were grumbling. Always complaining. They were not men of faith. Always complaining. Are you with me now? Very important. Faith! Alright? Will be proven through waiting. Now, let me ask you a question. Are you aware that the things you are waiting for, in fact, let me tell you this. The last thing in the process of faith, the least is the result. You know why? The least is the result. You know why? Because you can get the result effortlessly outside faith. When Abraham was waiting for 25 years, what was the faith journey? The faith journey was not waiting to have a child. He was fertile enough to sleep with Hagar and get her pregnant. The faith work is that you do it the God way. Everything you are waiting and trusting God to do, you can do in the flesh. Money is not your problem. You can become a Yahoo boy now and make millions. Faith is that you have decided to trust God. He that cometh to him must believe that he is, I am. I am waiting on I am. Are you following what I'm saying? So if child was Abraham's problem, he could get anyone pregnant. What I'm telling you is that you are not different from people who are getting it in the flesh if the result is your focus. Something happens to you that changes you. That when the result comes, God says, give me, and you can say yes. The Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Ah, God, I've been trusting for breakthrough. Oh, breakthrough, oh, breakthrough. Okay. You did a contract. They gave you 10 million. Then God said, give me 8 out of it. If the result is what you thought you were waiting for, you will not be able to do it. But if you went through a process, that tells you the process will introduce God to you as the source and every other thing as a resource. So that you will not hold on to resources when you neglect the source. Real faith is in letting go. Are you with me? Real faith. Everything. Oh God, what are you trusting God for? I gave an illustration that, oh, ladies in church say, I'm trusting God for my future partner, that somebody will come. I've been waiting for 3 years, nobody has come. If you wear bomb shorts now and eat the street, chances are that one or two boys will come. True or not true? Faith there is that you have chosen to do it the God way. That's where the faith is. So it's not just about the result. Something happens to you in the process. There's a man that begins the journey. There's a quality of man that must be met. Such that the process that will bring the result must have changed you. That your focus is no longer about the result. That's why the Bible says, consider these all died, not having received the promise. Alright? They all died, not having received. That is, they got to a point where they said, it's not about this. Actually, that seemed to be in view, but this is something more excellent. Now, are you telling us, are you trying to teach us now that when we have faith, we will not have results? Then you don't understand scriptures. When your heart is set this way, in fact, this is the route to get result. Don't you get it? Let me explain. You are leading me beyond my time. Look at the book of Psalms 23. Psalms 23. All right, let me show you a code locked somewhere there. Psalm 23, let's read verse 4. Amen. Psalms 23. 1, 2, 3, go. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff. They what? Comfort me. Now, let me, both of you should come. Alright, both of you should come. I would have loved to. Can I get anything that can function as two sticks? Is there anything available around? Alright, don't worry. If there's none, there's no problem. Alright? So, he said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will what? Fear no evil. For what? You are with me. What comfort? Rod. And what? Staff. What was the duty of the rod with Moses? It was for instant result. Speak to the Red Sea. Stretch your rod towards it. Parted. He hit the rock with the rod. Instant miracle. But the rod that brings instant result alone cannot bring the genuine comfort. There is the staff, that which you enter through growth. Let me tell you something. Rod is, you are coming to Ibadan. I lay hands on you. Grace now! Church, multiply. Get the first service, 5,000. Staff is, it looks like, even after hands have been laid on you, it looks like hand was not laid. You have to start with 2, 3. You will mature in the process. Do you understand what I'm saying? What I'm telling you is that a staff is not a gift. A staff is the result of process. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is a very amazing rod. Are you following what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? I can look at you now. How many of you have gone to all those wedding people are doing wedding and staff you pose? But that one that holds people old, you grow to qualify. The things that you wait and go through process to evolve to get, it is a staff. You can repeat it anywhere under any climate. Instant miracle is powerful, but it does not make giant. It doesn't. Amen? It doesn't. When you understand the ministry of the staff, that's when you say, I know him whom I believed. He has shown up too many times and for me to doubt. There are many people who don't know God. It is they that do know their God, those who are wielding staff, that will do exploit. Are you following what I'm saying? Is it too difficult what I'm teaching you? Are you with me? Don't be a bread and butter Christian. Emerge, grow through process. Never despise process. Emerge! Learn! Mature. Alright, please be seated. You grow from the point of I've seen myself grow from the point of trusting God for 3,000 a month while doing ministry. Then at a point, the ministry could now do something 7,500. Amen? And then you grow. And then your faith, 10,000. Then you are growing. You are learning more than just the result. That's why many people seem to get some big stuff and vanish like chaff before the wind. Because they are not solid. You want to raise solid Christians. Once you remove process from faith, it's gone. Alright? Now, how does faith come? I shared this on Sunday. Romans 10:17. Once I share this now, then I can go into audacity. Because I need to teach you. And I've asked God to impart all of you with the spirit of faith afresh. I didn't hear that amen loud and clear. That when you leave this place, you lack what it takes to be afraid of any situation. Are you with me? Can we read this together? 1, 2, 3, go. So then, faith cometh by what? Hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Can we read this again? 1, 2, 3, go. So then, faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Alright, there are many ways people read this. Some people read it as faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God as in the Bible. Some read it as faith coming by hearing and hearing by word of God as in words that proceed from the mouth of God. All right, there's a reason why there's a definite article there, D. All right? Now, look up. I said this on Sunday and I want to repeat it. Faith, the Bible faith, is not just a product of reading the Bible. Because the word for word written here is not logos. It is rhema. It means the building material for faith is rhema. The word that proceeds from his mouth. You can't build faith. Listen. How many of you have tried this nonsense? That, particularly if you are not studying your Bible for a while, say, I'm going to open my Bible now. Anywhere I open, that's God speaking to me. Yeah. You open to where I say, woe unto you and your children, with this and that will I strike you. Okay, you close it back and say, God did not speak well. Then you open, I open again, and you open another one and say, I will blind you. Alright, are you following what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to give you a balance here. You cannot have faith in an aspect that is not the aspect of God's will. That is, faith. You cannot have faith in an aspect that is contradictory to the will of God. Faith cannot be established outside God's will. Hold on a minute. Meaning that you cannot marry a brother by faith if it's not God's will. You can't build faith outside the will of God. Because his word reveals his will. Are you with me now? His word reveals his what? His will. So faith comes when you hear his word carrying his will. So when Jesus walked on water, did Peter walk on water just because he saw Jesus walk on water? He would sink. So what was the building material for the word or for the faith that rose in Peter's heart to walk on water? It was a simple word. Come. As simple as that word is, it was enough material to build his faith. Alright? What was the building material for the man at the pool of Bethesda to get up and walk? Pick your bed and go. Are you seeing that now? Faith can't be outside the word. That is, listen to what I'm saying. Anything God has promised you is a building material for your faith. Meaning that if you, are you following what I'm saying? Because it is in the Bible, doesn't mean it brings faith. The letter kill it. What happens is that, look, follow what I'm saying. Look up. Let me tell you what I'm saying. What happens is that the Holy Spirit can breathe on what is written and then personalize it and make it yours. It's called Lambano. That's the point where you handle the scripture. Now it is not generally written. It is for me. A scripture can come alive. Then that's the building material. In fact, that's why you must understand the power of worship. As you get to the place of worship, oh Lord, I give you praise, release the word. And say, God is not committed to what he has not said. He is not. And that is that you think he said it does not make it his word. If he has not said it, he has not said it. Are you following what I'm saying here? Are you following what I'm saying here? Now, when we got to Abuja, and we needed, you know, some things, and I was a bit worried. Stood in the office, looked through the window, and God said to me, he said, son, I'm going to give you a city in this city. Ah, if he has said it, I believe it. That's it. I believe it, like my life depends on it. I believe it. It's driving somewhere in Ife. God said to me, he said, look at this place. He said, some things are going to happen years to come. And then they will need buyer for this school. He said that by then I would have placed the resources in your hands to buy it. He said, you're going to build me a university. He said it. I believe it. But listen, you are not a man of faith if what God says ends in your heart. The root of faith is in the heart, destination is in your mouth. If you believe in your heart and speak to this mountain, are you following what I'm saying now? The mountains will be removed. First, the root is that it is established. Hear me. If you hang around any person of faith, one of the ways you will know is by what they are saying. If you hang around, listen to what I'm saying, someone, and for 30 minutes, what they are just complaining, the word of God is not dwelling in them richly, and they will suffer. When God says it, believe it. Put it in your mouth. It is as powerful as God talking. Say, I believe. Come on, say it again, I believe. Come on, say it again, say, I believe. Come on, say it again, say, I believe. Don't keep quiet if God has spoken. Don't keep quiet. That's why I tell you. So, 2012, I was praying. God spoke to me. Said, I'm going to give you a daughter first. This is what you are going to see. This is going to be a pattern in life. This is where I'm taking her to. I said it before I got married. God said he's going to give me a girl. So expect a new sister in this church. I said it. I knew the department she would join first in church. I wrote everything down. My wife got pregnant, wanted to go for a scan, and said I should follow her to go and check the sex. I said, I'm not going. God told me a girl is coming. She sent me this day. I was laughing, coming video call. Say, guess what? I said, I'm not guessing. It's a girl. The name Abigail was fastened based on the revelation 8 years before I got married. So, if I talk to you as a lady and then you now said that what God, the covenant upon your life is that a boy is coming first, I'm not your husband. What was the covenant on Isaac? Your seed will possess the gate of their enemies. What was the covenant on his wife, Rebecca? Your seed will possess the gate of their enemies. It is for babies that are looking at compatibility in one aspect. When you mature, you are looking at covenant compatibility. What do you mean? Are you with me? Now I need to take you on a journey. Let me say this to you. As you go through the process of faith, you'll find God. And you'll find Him as the I Am. He's immovable. His revelation will be given to you in a distinct way. It's powerful. See, are you following what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. Let me give you this. If you need money, all right, and you are quick to download loan app, and you start downloading and saying, give me 20,000. Then you download like 5. Then you collect. You will never encounter God as the I Am in your finance. You know why? Because you know your way. Heaven doesn't help those who help themselves. Heaven helps those who come to God for help. Are you following what I'm saying here? Yeah. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, Hebrews 11:16, that we may obtain what? Mercy. And find what? Help. Grace to help in times of need. Are you with me now? Huh? See, check what I'm saying now. You will be quick. Some of you, the reason you may not break into the level of finance you should break into is because of that your uncle. But in the year that Uzziah died, you will see the Lord. I'm not saying your uncle will die. But something, listen, hear what I'm saying. Make anybody your Isaac. The only way forward is that Isaac must be sacrificed. And that's why in this ministry, we don't have any highest giver. We all give. Once you say, this is the source, God will show you that that's not the source. And that's why I don't allow anybody promise me that they'll be with me forever. Once you do, the process to take you away has been initiated through that word. Are you with me? There are certain promises only God can make. Just say, I receive grace, sir, as I'm helped. You don't get what I'm saying? Yeah. I wanted to add a few things. Once anything takes the seat of God, it must climb the altar of sacrifice. And only one thing happens on the altar of sacrifice: death. Now, listen to what I'm saying. It is possible for your relationship to be breaking, not because you are a bad person and not because you are dating bad people, but because you are quick to replace them with God, or you replace God with them. That once person comes, the way God knows that that thing is not playing God in your life is that you have what it takes to let go when He says. Anything you can't let go is God. Do you understand what I'm saying? Anything you can't let go is. But don't forget that God's instruction will not contradict His principle. For instance, God will not tell you to let go of your wife. Because His word cannot be broken. You can't get Rema outside Logos, outside the confines of the safety of what is written. What is written and can't be broken. You can't get a Rema and say, you were praying and God told you that the way to break through is that you give your wife 12 strokes a day of cane. Now, you can say ha to that. Alright, but there are believers who have believed worse. That's why you must know what is written. So when angels of darkness disguise as angels of light, the way we prove is that it must align with the spirit of scriptures. You say, what did the devil tell Jesus in Matthew 4? He said, if you are the Son of God, jump. Because it is written. The devil too knows what is written. He said, because he said he will give his angels charge over your feet, so he will keep you from stumbling against the stone. You see that? That's Psalms 91. But was that what was written? No. What was written is, because I have set the Lord continually before me, therefore has He given His angels charge over my feet. Meaning that the angels taking charge over my feet will walk as I set the Lord before me. Not as I respond to the devil. Do you get what I'm saying here? Can I give you another one? Not all promises and fail. All promise and fail is a product of enemies of Father's house. Some of you, the moment Somebody gives you a promise or a contract is on the way. You stop all your consecrational practices. You stop it. That thing has not come, but pride has entered. You now begin to look at the other person. I said, with the way God has blessed me now, I feel like slapping you, take me to jail then. I can just let me do something strange. Or just ask the person, Melo Negon, how much are you? I can buy you. Hear me? Both adversity and prosperity reveals your tendencies. They reveal it. Amen and amen. Are you with me now? Hello, are you with me? Now, we have gotten that right on one side, so let's sandwich it. Let's begin to sandwich now. Now, let me show you something. I shared this story with you. Okay, not that I shared, so you've been here, so you know the story. When we're moving from Batis and coming down here, God gave us a word as a church. True? What was the word? He said, give out everything you have. Give everything out. Sow them as a seed to those who need them. And what did we do? We sow everything out. Everything. Chairs, sound, screen, TV. What are that thing again? ACs. Some of those things we are still buying back. We did. You know the way this place was? Full glass. We did all this place. We're excited that yes, we are coming to. But what happened the week? It crashed. There was something we entered as a church. Even when the crashing, when you submit yourself to God, adversity becomes your best gift. Because there is something you come out of it with that you may not have gotten without it. Of you, it cannot be said that if the prince of this world had known, they would not have allowed it happen. There is, you can't say that statement for the believer who didn't win through adversity. The one who buckled inside the adversity, the prince of this world did well. But the one who came out and came out with a new dimension of God, the devil say, if I had known, I would have known that this kind is not for this one. That's when you get to the point of there's nothing you can do against this person, but for this person. Because even problem seems to make him grow. If we cut off one little financial issue now, you start saying, one of my boys, and I don't like to say this, I should not have mentioned the way I mentioned it. He went to serve. And then there was cold where he went to serve. I just sensed in my spirit something is not right. I was troubled. So I started calling him. And he was asking me on phone. So he caught cold and he was shaking. He was coughing. The environment where he went to serve, I lived in that environment all my life. So I knew the way the cold was. So he said, how can you tell me that God is real? And he will allow me to go through this. Just cold. In Kano. Not Canada. Not Russia. Not Georgia. Not Ukraine. Kano cold. Maybe 17 degrees. Now you have doubted God. Is that how shallow your consciousness of God is? You can be a pastor and the culture of God you have is that shallow. What I'm telling you is that title does not upgrade anybody's knowledge of God. At day what of the trial, did Job's wife said to him, curse God and die. Her own battery was exhausted. How durable is that battery? Where can you get to? And now you say, I'm not sure. Many Christian sisters who are waiting for the will of God, if he doesn't show up in the next 2 years, they will marry an affair. The same sister who is saying amen to the prayers will come with an allergy. And that's why we must not raise babies. Do you understand what I'm saying? And sometimes I want us to be careful of the kind of promises we give believers. That once you accept Jesus, you'll never face any problem again. You have just signed up to be checked and tested. God does not serve untested materials. You'll be checked. Are you with me now? Are you with me now? And when this place crashed down, I grew. The first thing that happened to me was that God began to show me to me. First, I was pained that some of my friends saw this, they didn't even call. Then I now asked myself, to how many people do I call? So I repented. Then I now understood for them. I became humbled. Everybody, all the resources we had, we are put together. Now there's no confidence to say donate. I now have to look up to the hill from whence cometh my help. The process that will take your face off men to God is a growth process. I will attest well that I would have been living a potentially dangerous life that I will crash someday if that event did not happen. Did God bring it? No. But God can take advantage of even what the devil orchestrates for a man who is walking with him. Some of the things that have gotten you depressed and sad is because you didn't see well. If you look well, you see God in it. He's waiting inside that storm to show you that this is the lesson you ought to bring out. And for some of you, you'll have to repeat the process because you didn't see him in it. They just consoled you and you came out. No, you need to go back and see him. You heard everything right about the relationship. It turned out it's not God. What do you do? So, there's something you didn't. If you come out with that thing, you know you didn't lose. Let me leave it. So one of the reasons why we have people who don't trust God, who are very weak, who are fickle, is because they're not given to process. I'm not afraid, not because I'm courageous, but because I've seen him show up. Again and again. By nature, I'm not one of the most, one of the bravest. By nature, if you leave me, I just want to sit down. Those in the house will tell you. If you have 5 minutes with me in a day, then you have tried. You have really tried. Is somebody you even see that you are going to have 5 minutes with? You're not going to see me. I don't like trouble. I don't like you talking to me as I'm going. I'm telling you, don't be talking to me on the road. You are not. Why you are accosting me on the road? Sir, we don't know when next we'll see you. That's your problem. You gonna be praying. When I come out, I finish PPC like that. I can't wait to go back. And then, sir, 1 minute. That's the kind of person I am. I'm not going to have that time. So I'm not one of the bravest person. But there's been situation where, this one, only God can save me now. When we're going to start one of our branches, I sent the people to the market to go and buy the sound. When I sent them to the market to go and buy everything we need, the money for what they went to buy was not on ground. And I did not call anybody. That's how you know you're a person of faith. God, you called for this place. Your children has gone to the market. So I just remember waiting for a lot. I didn't see it. My phone was on flight mode. So I opened the stuff. And I saw somebody had sent. I said to the boy, send your account number. They didn't know. You see, you will not do anything significant if money has to be on ground for you to operate. See, the difference between us is not what we have. It's the God we have found. You called for this place. So what's my problem? Did I send myself? He will can't show up because his word is there. That's his will. Are you with me now?
Oh, yes. He will.
The problem is that because you have not found him, true track record of following him, you find it difficult to dare big things. Because you have not found him even in small things. You find it difficult. You find it difficult. So the problem is that your failure to see him will make you spend your entire life doing small projects. When you want to announce something of 200,000, fear is catching you. This church did a project of over 100 million with students. See, tomorrow I can't tell how. Probably if I tell some of you the amount it took in Abuja, then if I told you ahead, you would not have done it. But so that your own faithlessness will not affect my own journey. Shh. Throughout. Shh. If faith is a currency, how much do you have? Okay. What are you buying? The way UN rate poverty index is those who live below $1 per day. As far as the currency of faith is concerned, by what standard are you living? What do you have that it was faith that provided? Everything, many of you, everything you have through calculation, this, somebody here, you plot this, you have become a plotter. You plot by my baby, somebody is going to send me 20,000 there, then I'll call that one, he will send me 35,000, I'll call. You are just a multiple beggar. Yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. When we're running this project, one time we had 300,000 left in the account. Ask them. The moment there's a project bigger than us, I'll start saying, we are sold to this person, sold to that person, sold to that person. Because what is here already can't do anything. I'll be stupid to think result comes by adding. So we took money and sent to different places. I told vendors. They called me. Say, this person is coming to collect 3 million, 2 million on Monday. I said, don't disturb me again. Have they come and I didn't give them? What nonsense is that? And you see the way I'm talking. You think I control the money in this life. What nonsense? Come on Monday if I don't give you your money. My friend, what do you mean? I'm saying that on Friday. 300,000 in the account. You can't talk like this if you have not seen God. Yorubas will say, kaka, come along, jisiko to mono mono. That is, instead of a child of God stepping into the pit, lightning will come around that period. And I've noticed that when God says jump, jump, you don't crash. You see, if people should fall into trouble because they trust God, I should be in jail. You don't know the kind of things I've done in this life. Are you following me? When we're going to Abuja and then say, okay, so separated money aside and say, okay, this one, accommodation, this one. 3 days to movement. God said, that thing you say accommodation, give me. Yes, Lord. We got there again. Another money came. He said, don't get accommodation. Go and get for these persons first. Ah, yes, Lord. It's easy for them to be with us, but it's not easy for us to. I pack people and say, follow me to Abuja. Where will they stay? None of us is sleeping outside. He provided. Don't you understand? God is looking for children who can brag with his ability to show up. He wants to prove. But the problem is you just won't believe. So they have called God scam and you prove it to be true. because you didn't show up. Or he couldn't show up through your ability to trust him. Do you understand what I'm saying? I showed you last week when I read that scripture. This is a world that disrespects God. One of the problems God have with nations is their arrogance and pride. They consistently refute the consciousness of God's existence. There are situations that want to prove to you that God is not real. Just the same way Goliath for 40 days was making loud noise and say he defied the God of Israel and say, I curse this, I curse that. What was God waiting for? Who is that one person that have found the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? When David came, he said, David not say who is this giant? He said, who is this uncircumcised? He called him by his weakness. If he's not circumcised, he's not covered. That is, David had a firm revelation of the circumcision. How much more you that say you are the circumcision of Christ? Are you with me? He had that firm revelation of the circumcision. And stood out. And Goliath looked at him. He said, Goliath said to this, say, am I a dog that you send this field after me? You think David will be quiet and say, some of you, your silence is not humility. You are defeated on the inside. You are not a humble person. You are just defeated. When you know him whom you have believed, you speak with audacity. Are you with me? First month in Abuja, I told them we are leaving this facility for something bigger. How do you talk like this? You just paid millions here. We are leaving. Let another church that needs this venue come and use it. What about the money you are spending? Let them leave it there. What do you dare to trust God for? When will you leave the point of talking? I want to do this project, 50,000. Please, everybody come and give, and then this and that. I'm going to show you a scripture, and I will use to explain something about the nature of God. Are you with me? Look up. Let me say this. What I want to say should. Don't leave it. Huh? Don't leave it. God loves big things. I've seen that the people who believe in their heart they will do big things for God, get the supplies. They do. Because God loves big things. You love to be proven with it. Once you are defeated inside and say, let's just be managing. The allocation you will get is for management. So anybody who is a person of faith gets tired of small space easily. Get tired. Not because you are you have contentment issue, but because you want to give God the best. Amen. I said amen. I showed you last week, for the first time in Goliath's war experience, battle experience, for the first time, somebody was running towards him. People don't run towards Goliath, they run from him. The Bible said even the old Israel fled before him. They should run from him. When he's talking, they are running. But for the first time he was talking, somebody was looking at him, eyeball to eyeball. Ah! What is this? Eyeball to eyeball. Goliath picked his spear. The boy to pick his stone. Goliath ran. He too ran towards him. Ah. Not that one. Stone. It will take a belief in something beyond the normal to use a stone for a man who is 9 feet tall, who also have element of iron or brass. Brass is what they use for your bells. It will take seeing God. And when he launched it, it sank. But what was the issue with David? His track record began on time. And no, I said that in last week. You don't know how serious it is. See, let me tell you something. If you keep delaying the process of walking in faith for big things, you will think you will do it later. You will end up discovering that all your life is summed up in small things. Kill your lion and bear now. That is, you trust God that you take over the world. First, take a campus. Turn it upside down. Turn it upside down. Let the impact of your presence be felt in the city. Okay, you settle it, then leave. Quickly, quickly, get out of that place. Don't sit with the result. Don't sit with it. Get out. Do another one. From the scratch. Ah, it work again. Leave again. Another one. You walk again. Aye. Give me Goliath. It was on campus I discovered that I have an assignment to this nation. One time there was a student riot on campus. And then the Senate sat down and had a meeting. And they concluded in the meeting that only one person can quench this. So they called me. And said, you are the most influential person here. And everybody honor and respect you, including lecturers. Said, so when you speak, they will obey. The riot ended that day. The Muslim community will go and print my picture and say all form of things against me. Your past track record is the type and shadow of your future track record. But you can augment it as you are growing. That's why I call it type and shadow. You are most likely going to perform in ministry the way you performed in ministry on campus. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm saying, do yourself a favor. Let your track record begin now. That you can say, I have killed my lion and bear. Okay? I want to add a few things, but I'm careful. Careful. All this school of ministry we are doing, gathering people from different nations, did not begin now. It began on WhatsApp. All the guest ministers, WhatsApp. What are they using? Voice note. One time like that, we were running Telegram. Telegram just came out. We're running Telegram program. Telegram. My phone, the only place I can pick network is a woman who was grinding pepper at my junction. People will be in their houses. I don't know where they are to. I'll be there. So according to the book of this, everybody will be wondering who is this person. But I was creating my track record. This movement you don't want to do and just sit down how you do, it will hurt you. What God has placed in your heart to do, do it. And let me counsel you, pastors. Sit down. I told him that he needs to beat my track record of 13 years ago. He has not come close. The difference between us is not age, it's gap of track record. If what I've done 13 years ago, this 2023, you have not come close, then you need to run. You need to. You can't follow a man. The pattern of faith must inspire you to do much more. What I'm telling you is that those who make it through life are crazy people. There are those who are crazy. See. Don't conform yourself to dogma. Those who like you because you are small, they will hate you when you can't solve their problems. Those who are convenient with you because you are small and at the same level. Two poor people can't help each other. The time that they will need somebody who can respond, you fail to. They will go and they will take somebody else more serious. Do you understand what I'm saying? You must be angry. You must be angry. I counted the number of branches we opened before this year ends. We have started. We've opened two. This is April. We are still counting. Where will the money come from? The money comes as I move. Are you with me? Now we want to start a church. We'll give them money. Go and buy a speaker. Go and buy this. Go and buy that. When we started this church, it took us years to be able to buy one drum set. I'm saying be careful of this your refusal to begin with God early. And I gave you something years back. That when you find God early, he will prepare you. When you come late, he will repair you. Because you would have damaged yourself. I don't believe that church can't grow in any city. I don't believe. You can't convince me. That's the problem. You cannot convince me that 50 can become 150. You can't convince me. You can't convince me. And I love growth. I love to see multiplication. I love to see increase. You can't tell me it's growing on the inside. It must show on the outside. I love to see multiplication. I watch men like Bishop Dagwood Mills gather pastors across the world. I say, I love this. He was asking me how my mind became different and all those things. And from many of the things around. And I gave him an answer. I say, it matters what fascinates you. Some of you have lived in an environment that God must repair you from. Because the environment has damaged you. And environment is not about the street. It's about the quality of men also. The place where you gave your life to Christ has larger impact on your Christian work. And some of you who give your life to Christ around people who spoke down on the ability of God to do big things. And now you are born again, spirit-filled, and you will do something small with the Holy Ghost. Because that was the doctrine you received. And just when you see people who are doing big things, you now say that it's not about big things. Anything you say is not about, you don't have grace for it and you will not have it. Since you say it's not about it. One of the reasons why people have looked at me and some will feel that maybe this person should crash and it will not happen is because I don't pick offense. You are doing something significant. I love you. I love what you are doing. By principle, I may pull aside that principle don't align, but I will learn from you. I will sit down with your message and learn and observe. You must take your mind on a journey to see things bigger than your head. What I'm saying is an emergency. You are already about to cross to 30, but you have not seen the bigger picture of what God wants to do with your life. All of you who are doing under 30, under 25, you will soon lack the ability to say it because already you are growing. Under 25, now you are 26, 27. You've lost that ability. You will soon lose the ability to use under 30. You are growing fast. When was 2015? How old were you? How old are you now? Things are changing. True? Another 5 years will come like a flash. Then you can no longer blame your parents for where you are. Because at this level, we expect you to have taken responsibility beyond what your parents didn't do right. Even though, what I'm telling you, the blaming of your parents is for a while. Very soon, it won't make sense. It will be clear that you are a fool for blaming them. Because your mates, those who were born orphans, have done better. Huh? I'm still a child. I'm still a baby. All of my daughters, very amazing girl. Say, where's this guy? People like him. Say, ah, Papa, I'm a child. Ah, he called me. Hey, Papa, the voice is now ticker. I'm ready. I said, hey, you're not a child again. Oh, they are still sending you money. There's no free lunch. You're already crossing to the afternoon phase. You either have faith or you perish. You eat, see, you think what I'm telling is a joke. You either have faith or you. I told him, this pastor, my wife, please be seated. You want to go to a territory? Don't launch hook. Cast the net. One time like that, we also see starting was ministry. We wanted to use the sound of another fellowship. They say, hey, we cannot give sound. I said, put the president on the phone. What do you mean that this, are you a joker? Do you know who is talking to you? What's your problem? And when did you give your life to Christ? Who raised you? Ah, sir, so he said, he didn't know who is talking. And I was not saying that as a yaji. I don't know why. That's the way my function. Do you get what I'm saying? Police can stop me on the way. I say, okay, what rank are you? Okay. So. All right. One time, one of my spiritual daughters coming from Abuja and say a man was knocking at the door midnight trying to harass her. I say, send me his number. So I called him. I said, we have received a report that you are harassing so-and-so person in so-and-so estate. I said, I want you to understand we have mounted surveillance around you and we are watching you closely. I asked her, what clothes is he wearing? So I said, so right now you are putting on so-and-so. We will deal with you in this city till there's no city to run to. He went to meet her and start begging. Ah, I wanted to give you, I was traveling, so I wanted to give you soup. That's why I was knocking around 2 a.m. One time we used a venue, the man started harassing my pastors. Say, all these church people, you are liars. Came to report to me. I said, let's go there. I don't have anything. We got there. I entered his office. The man saw me. He changed everything. I said, pink chair. Say, you stand up. Please sit down, sir. Boss fan. Sir, you okay, sir? Say, yeah. Say, the balance wants to. Say, don't bother about balance. Pastor, I come badra for me. Ah, this same you that was. The problem is that some people made you timid and you have not recovered. But let me tell you this. Nobody knows who is bold or timid. Just speak boldly. That's the secret. Nobody knows who is bold or timid. Just, you will be amazed at the way mountains will crumble. You understand what I'm saying? Just do it boldly. Get to the place first. Whether you are afraid or not, tell them that we'll soon start doing third service here. Don't speak at the level of your mind. Are you with me? Exodus 13. Let's look at verse 17. This is something you should never forget. See, look up. Let me share this with you. All situations around me as a single person pointed that I will marry wrong. All. But I never stopped talking. that if you see me walk down the aisle with anyone, you can bank on it, he married well. As at the point I was saying it, I didn't know whether I believe it or not. But you say it well enough till you believe it. I said, refuse to keep quiet. You are too quiet for destiny. Because sometimes some girls are leaving some boys because the boys are quiet. Hold our hands and tell her we can't remain like this. I'll tell my wife, I'll take you to America. We'll go to Australia. We'll go to the ends of the earth together. Paint the picture. Are you following what I'm saying? I told the pastors, I'm going to send you to UK to take Bible study and return back following day. At least people are around because they are loyal. Help their loyalty by painting the picture. Even Peter asked Jesus, we have left all and follow you. What is our gain? Jesus did not say, keep quiet. You are looking after again. No, he encouraged him. He said, in life after you will get it. But even here too. Your children will hate you once you are quiet. Tell them the future is right. Me, I'm telling you. And as we are going there, you are seeing it. We are not stopping here. This is not even up to a children's church. We'll look back at this place and laugh. Save the picture. These are our olden days. Save the picture as all this wood, all this thing. You will laugh. I say, this is a ministry that nations will come and feed under. I've seen it. Now, Exodus 13 verse 17. Look at this interesting scripture. How many of you here will be great? Huh? Okay. How many of you may be great? It means by the time we look at you now, we must start seeing the element of greatness in the quality of the things you are doing. The things you don't have faith for now, you won't have faith for it in future. Yorubas will say, Omoto Maje Ashamu. Help me interpret that. Exodus 13 verse 17. And it came to pass when Pharaoh had let them go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although it was near. For God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war and they return to Egypt. It means there are things God will not inspire in your direction because you don't have the audacity to undo it. Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't get what I'm saying. Do you know that there are people who are trusting God for finance, but they are not audacious to wield a million? They feel they are backslided. They are here. Where do I start from? Please. You know, I sat down before the morning prayer. Either this morning or yesterday morning. I think it was this morning. And I said, if somebody should give me a billion now, let me draw a budget for a billion. I finished my budget in less than 5 minutes for a billion. My dreams are that big. And I'm saying they will work. Now, you know what I'm saying? I will finish the 1 billion. You say, you have 5 minutes to spend a billion. I'm done. You understand what I'm saying? How much do you need to sponsor the big dreams of yours? Meanwhile, nobody's limiting that dream. You are the one who made it that size. But yet, all that we need to fulfill your own destiny is 10 million. Is whose fault? Your fault. Whose failure is it that you are not seeing? Somebody say, if I can shall I just live in the room and parlor self come. They made it that. Why? Because the fellow leave me, face me, I face you all too. See, the things you've been deprived of in the past, having it will look like definition of greatness. But you must see beyond it. In fact, nobody should know what you are doing for the first time. First time you enter plane, nobody around you should know it's your first time. Do the way they are doing. Sit well. Okay. You talk too much. You over-announce your first time. Because you have low self-esteem. Say, okay, today's my first time. That's so happy. Shh. Ideally, if all was well with you, it ought to have happened years back. It's because all was not well. Don't announce to us that my life is like this. Hope I'm not flogging you. Today is my first time. So this is what the voice look like. There are places you go to that by looking around you've lost access. They want to assume that you have been relating with their kind. They know you'll not be able to speak at the level of intelligence needed to fuel that relationship. By saying, "Wow, I feel so privileged." That's why I knew, as a single person, I could not marry a woman. Who say, "I'm so privileged, so blessed, so privileged to have you." Know it in your heart. Let's do destiny. Because I need somebody who can tell me I'm wrong when I'm wrong. When you feel too privileged, you won't say it. First time my wife came to church, for the first time, a lady was sitting in front of me. I was looking at my eye, but people don't do it. I was shocked. Who are you? I know I've been mentoring you, but who are you? Just looked around. I said, this feels like home. People don't talk like this. Hey, everybody, you're afraid. Apostle, sir, so good to see you. So good. Even the people that you should learn from. I don't know how to call you. When will you know how? Pick the call your leader. Say, sir, don't pick the okay. When? Remember, the entire lineage you are coming from is waiting for you to break through. Meanwhile, the greatest contact you have right now is not even a local government chairman. And yet, you are not audacious too. Personally, it's irritating. People are always scared. We can't. What we want to do is a journey. It's not here. I'm working here. Put all those things down. Hey, put this thing down. If I want to meet people, except on case where it's by the power of God and all that. Next time I want to talk to somebody, sir. I've been just. Next time, I want to see 5 minutes. I don't have time because you spend the next 3 minutes being starstruck and all those things. Let's forget about. Say, you don't have time. Let's talk about matters of destiny. What do you want? Stop revealing your first times. You won't believe. The first time I ever joined people together in marriage, nobody will know. I did it like I've been doing it for 10 years. It won't do them good to know they are my first time. What's the problem? The first time in this church, I announced in this church. I said, this first time, I had gone throughout the night, I've watched different videos, we already have our structures, seen the way the pastors do it, how they call them, and I repeated everything. First naming ceremony, I didn't flop. Just pick videos and watch. Okay. Good. All the process, I wrote everything, 30 minutes, everything. Nobody knew it's my first time. It's not humility to be announcing your first times. You are defeated on the inside. Most times, people make the announcement in case we fail. In case we don't. You can do the first one perfectly. Because you have many examples. You have many examples. Praise God. My wife used to tell me that, sometimes it's not easy to stand in front of you. It's not easy for people. You don't used to understand. You don't know who you are. People who stand in front of you say, forget about that one. I'm not God. I give you mic. Come and preach 15 minutes. Preach is preach. Don't come and tell me, I don't know where to start from. Are you with me? So sometimes I rebuke people and then they are kneeling down. I say, stand up! Don't kneel down. You're a man. Why are you kneeling down? I'm not rebuking you to kneel down so you can no, stand up. You're a man. Anybody who can put you under pressure can manipulate you. Not manipulating you. Stand up and tell me what the case is. Talk to me, my friend. Talk to me. Let's charge. Okay, I don't want defeated people. I want bold men and women. Not defeated ones. We are not conquering you. We are leading you. Are you with me now? No, stand up. Talk to me one-on-one. Let's talk. What's the problem? They said this. Okay, good. Speak. Don't let your voice shake. I'm a man like you. Is that how you'll be doing as a married person? No, stand like a man and then talk. Any small thing you want to prostrate. Ah, sir. Hey, no, stand up. Stand up. Look at me, stand up. People are always amazed when I tell them stand up and talk to me one on one. Give it to me back as I'm talking to you and tell me this is the case. I charge you, you charge. Say, sir, so this is. Oh, my lady. Sometimes people take the blame, then after 2 months, they actually do what? Why didn't you talk? Say your own. Say it. Even now, you are still saying, ah, sir, it will be difficult. Look at them. There are times I call people just to charge them. Let me shake them and see what's there. Oh, what's your problem? Are you fine? Say, sir, I don't know. What's happening to me? I look at them and I say, if I don't shake you, life will shake you more now. I say, sir. No. Is that crying? One of my daughters was coming to see me. Was not smiling. I said, my friend, go back. You can't come here without smiling. No. You have water in your eyes. You can't just cry. No. I said, you can't just cry. You're a spiritual person. You can't just be crying. They corrected you at work. That's why I didn't want to take this job. No, you will take the job and do it. There's politics there. Stay in the midst of it. Daniel didn't leave Babylon. He stayed there. The Bible says, "Bitoba le latin bokoren." Shake your neighbor and say, "Be bold." I said, shake the person. Look at you. Be bold. Stand firm. And know that it's the Lord. Be strong and be courageous. I said, shake the neighbor. Strong and be courageous. This is not a church of defeated people. It's not a church of conquered people. It's a church of bold people. I called him this. Yes, when did I message you, Pastor Mawa? Yesterday night, around past 12. Yeah. I saw him fix his program prayer for night. I said, why are you fixing your prayer program for night? Fix it at the same time I'm fixing my own. Because you are a son, so it means you must put your own at night because I'm in the morning. No. We will conquer this world together. I say because we are doing program in the morning. You can fix it there because God has given you a ministry. What I'm doing should not hinder yours. It's not a sign of honor to buckle in your assignment because you want to honor me. No. God has sent me to a different people. He has sent to a different people. I'm not saying that's what he did. But we are not going to allow that structure of people talking in their vision because they want to honor. Our duty is to help you find it and release you and give you all the support. Are you following what I'm saying here? Very important. Very, very important. Please be seated. Very important. Everything we are doing now will be a child's play to you in no distant time. You didn't say amen. I said everything we are doing now will be a child's play to you. In no distant time. Amen. Praise God. I said, praise God. Say it again, I have the spirit of faith. Say it again, I have the spirit of faith. Say it again, I have the spirit of faith. Now, let me tell you something. I don't fear anything, though. I'm not afraid of anything. I don't fear anything. I used to be a timid person, but I don't know what happened. I think I must have stumbled on something or something stumbled on me. But either ways, we collided and then I'm not afraid. Even if you bring somebody whose leg is not there, I will still pray it will grow. He's now left whether he grows or not, but that I will keep quiet is a lie of the devil. You can't tell me. Bring a dead person, I will still pray it will rise. I'm not going to say this one. I will still pray. Bring the worst case. I will still trust God for it. I observed that when I observed the ministry of healing that many people avoid laying hands on people publicly. Look at that boy whose hand was carved. Me, you think I will say it should go? No. I will still pray and wait on the matter. If he didn't do the way I wanted to do, I will now go back. I will study, I will pray, and I will search for examples online. A. Allen and Co. Is there this kind? The day God help me, I find it. See, the difference between us is that the day me I see that possibility, I swear I must repeat it. And I will not rest till I repeat it. Are you with me? What do you allow what you have seen and read of communicate possibility? Then do you duplicate it? When you start writing, they held your hand now. True. Then later they say you should trace. They have sang their pipe, but if you so dance, held your hand, you didn't draw. Trace, you didn't draw. Any possibility you see should inspire the same thing in you. And you have to start from taking the baby steps. You come around and say, look at the apostolic meetings, look at what is happening. No less will happen. Now, don't just put that on your status. Go and start looking for people. I have made a covenant with God. I will not play safe with the supernatural. I will not. If God is true, let him prove himself. It will never get to a point where it is convenient. You have to do it afraid. You have to master movement. See, God, the Israelites, 40 years was unnecessary. Why did they have 40 years? Because God saw that they would turn back. Sometimes there are battles you fight, win, then get to the next phase. God has seen that you are not ready to fight. Say, this one is not ready. Once he gets tough, he says, it's done. Check them. They always say, I quit. I didn't sign up for this. Who told you to sign up for anything? Who cares about what you sign up for? Do what needs to be done. I didn't sign up for confrontation. You must embrace confrontation. You must enjoy confrontation. You must chew confrontation. You must breed confrontation. It must become your domain. You must enjoy it. What God has asked us to raise is not end time civilians, but end time armies. Let me show you one more scripture. Proverbs. Proverbs chapter number 30, verse 29 to 31. Get up on your feet, everyone, as we read the scripture. Can you give me this in NIV from 29, NIV? There are three things that are stately in their stride. Four that move with stately bearing. The lion, mighty amongst the beasts, will be treat before nothing. You know, when you are going to the financial world, they will tell you that there are, what's the name they use? Whales. There are giants. When will you become one? A lion, mighty amongst beasts. Who will retreat? Can you give me this in, is it amplified now? Who will retreat before nothing? Nothing makes this person bend. Go back to verse 29. Said there are three things which are stately in step. Four which are stately in stride. There's a translation I want to show you. I'm not just teaching you. There's a spirit that is entering you. Do you believe? Do you believe? Yeah. By the time you have stayed under this teaching for a while, later you will find out that something, you can't share, something has happened to you. A man, let me share, that did you share this story with us while I was still serving everything? They sent a missionary to a place, I can't remember whether Hong Kong or China. One of the training the person needs to get was Kung Fu. So the missionary was complaining that the person who is coming to teach me Kung Fu. Okay, give me good news. That the person has just been asking him to eat water every morning. Just be eating water with the hand. So he demonstrated eat water as he eat the table. The table broke. He didn't know that the process they were passing him through, something was happening. Something is happening to you. Before I came back, before I came to Ibadan and all our branches, I knew something must happen to you before I leave. I knew people will experience speed before I leave. I knew things will be in place before I leave. There are four things that are impressive to watch as they walk. Lion, strongest of all animals, afraid of none. Afraid of none. Afraid of nothing. The spirit of fear must die a natural death. Say that amen again loud and clear. Amen. Say it again loud and clear. Amen. You will not be afraid of anything. Amen. God has reserved the good things of this life for you. So why are you afraid? Yeah. Get out of everything that communicates smallness, that communicates fear, that limits you, that tell you you should do it small, why others do it big, that tell you those levels is not for your kind, it's not for people with an educational background. The lion, strongest of all animals, afraid of none, not scared of anything, not scared of new levels, not scared of starting afresh, not scared of starting over, not scared of new places, new territories, new challenges. We move regardless. This is who we are. We are after the order of the lion of the tribe of Judah. We buckle before no adversary. We bend before no adversary. This is who we are. This is who we are. I want to give you a minute to roar and bring out your real identity as a lion. Your real identity. Your real identity. This is the kind of person God needs to take nations for himself. To enter into those places. Shekatabai. Aikabatai adekedesh. Ei lakabane shedibrehen dekedesh. Evrende kebilotia kabana kebenia tekedisha. Ezi moku si vrende menisha. Ezi mahamde kilebre vrende nikisi. Zunti kebinai kavile tebenisha. Evilotikai bahade kebilotiai. Eki bahai vrende kobai yavile de gedisha. Eligombro vrende kabusa balai. Kahubele shedi balai kabina. Ebino kai vahande kiletiai, ebino kombre bina kataya, esieke blende kabade, ebohuai, kande muakai, efiletise bilekediaya, aya kande moduaya, kande, eya kondu, eya kondu, eya kondu abaya, aya kande kwabai,
Kenya. Kenya yande hiye. Iya manduwa ikaduwa. Bangwa kaba leakati. Zira makosha.
I receive nations for inheritance. In Jesus' name we are praying. Now I ask you to pray. I ask you to roar. Get out of those places. And roar in tongues. With audacity you have not prayed with before. I said roar. Loud and clear. Wakataya. Wakabiti. Wakaya. Teliai. Bedwaya. Eya kadie. Bino sukabaya. Mendi kotine. Mendi kotine. Elevanamadie. Elevanamakwaya. Sikato. Sikato. Aya kabene. Vene kabara. Rente kebunai. Ekibron vene ketish. Rende ketisha. Rossi kabaya. In Jesus' name we are praying. When the spirit of faith enters you, it makes the things you used to dread become small. You get to a territory, it looks like nothing. You keep saying, we take this territory. I wonder, you have not even taken the street. Say, we take, it becomes nothing. It becomes nothing. Everything that is conquered on the physical must first be conquered in the spirit. Conquered in your mind. That's the place of war. That's where we win. That's where we win. That's where we win. Amen. You conquer certain amount in your mind. Say 1 million. Say how much 1 million. Right, go on. Do you know how much millions we have spent since I came? Do you know how much? Guess what? It can't finish. I'm telling you. Do you know how much we have spent? There was a time in this church to do a program of 20,000. You'll have to beg people. Do you have an idea? Ekapasha di kabaya. I like it. Oof. The spirit of faith. Jesus. Jesus. In Jesus' name we're praying. When you discover that many believers have been conquered by the devil selling to them religiously that it is more healthy to be small, then your prosperity is actually a good news to get them back. To get them back. Told our pastors, LA Church, say, get out of those branches. Get out of those branches. Get out. Those children will pastor themselves well. You must be looking at taking 10 schools in 2 months. This kind of mentality we want to have. Say, Unilag, settled. This, settled. We have bought, we have, in fact, right now, what I'm trusting God for is that we get a warehouse. We are just buying sound and screen, sound and screen, sound, screen, light. Just stocking there. Because we are praying and we are working. We are raising men, training, different trainings are going on every time. You are not here to just hear these things and then remain. No. Some of you are going to be sent to different countries. Once I go back to Abuja now, then I rest a while, then go to Ghana, go and do some scattering there. Yeah. Then, yeah. Send people there. Yeah. I say, yeah, go to Ghana. Go and turn the nation upside down. How many months did I spend in Ghana? We turned everywhere upside down. Over 3,000 souls in one night. In one night. In one night. They knew somebody came. I said, you have an apostolic spirit and you are always. Yes. Oh, yes. That's the spirit of this house. We are lions. We don't turn from anyone. We don't turn from any prey. No. That's the spirit of this ministry. Yeah. I see us taking territories. Taking places. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Father, I ask that you baptize everyone here with the spirit of faith. The same 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 spirit of faith. For some of you, this teaching is a deliverance. Rescuing you from the prisoner of fear that has held you, the captivity of fear that has held you bound. No, greatness is for you too. Yeah. Oh yes. Let no devil lie to you. Let no devil lie to you. God will watch over his word, over your life to perform it. And guess what? You are not dying young. You will live to declare the counsel of God all the days of your life. Some of you will be pastors of this church in Canada, in Australia, in the United Kingdom, in America, you will not be afraid. You will not be afraid. You will do it, and you will gather thousands of people. Oh yes. Oh yes. By the finger of God upon your life. Some of you will be sitting over companies, over organizations, doing amazing mighty things. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. This is the word of the Lord concerning you. Oh yes. You will not be small. No. You will not finish like the rest. You are a different breed. You are a different breed. Get up on your feet, everybody. When I'm praying prayers of the spirit of faith, don't kneel down. Stand like men of war. You will begin to conquer. In the name of Jesus. You will start seeing the things that used to be big before start becoming small. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. You tell me now, I say we want to give you some millions. It doesn't look like a big deal. It doesn't look like a big deal. Yeah, it is useful, but it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. Right now, if you are going to make my life easier right now, that the least you can do, the least, yeah, that I will even feel it, the least you can do is 250 million. The least. That, okay, I will feel it and then, yeah, that's the least. That's the least. I'm going to finish spending it in 1 minute. I just go, this place, we buy it now. Yeah, this boss, we buy it. Yes, we are send those speakers down. Yes, it's finished. It's finished. It's finished. Go back and redraw the size of your dreams. They are too little for God's capacity. They are too little. This is not the man God created. Something has affected you somewhere along your journey. Some people try to steal the significance. You stayed with people who were insecure and they saw your boldness as pride. Go back and pick your dreams. All the things you stopped doing, go and start. And a lack of conviction doesn't mean God didn't send you. Once you are convinced, you are fine. Are you following what I'm saying here? Oh yes. People chat me up and say, sir, Papa, I want to do this. I don't know if I should start. As God said you start, then go ahead. Go ahead. It's not a church where it's just one pastor who is it. All of you are stars doing amazing things where you are. Praise God. I said, praise God. I sent something to some other platform yesterday because I saw it. That by this time next year, some of you will be giving in tens of thousands of dollars. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. And my friend, I saw his video, he was talking about the first time in his life I prayed for somebody and they sent him $60,000. He said, the first money they sent was $30,000. He said, he told his friend that it's 30,000 naira. Because those who have ever said, give me your dollar account, they'll send $100 or $150. Say, 30, this one look at it, it's $30,000. They said, what? Then the person called him. Then he picked the phone and said, yes, hello, how you doing? Someone that was shouting, Nana, how are you doing? I'm fine. Say, sir, pastor, please, did you see the money I sent? Say, yes, I saw it. And my God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. The man said, sir, so sorry, just to tell you that's just half of it. Eh? May God bless you. God bless you. And sent another $30,000. $60,000. Your level is changing. I was so dazed one day and pained when I asked my people that was the highest amount of money they've ever held. I was earning $150,000. I was earning $100,000. I felt so pained. Make the dreams big. God will finance it. You know, you can have big dreams and have it in a small way. Or in a small mind. And that's why if in this church, you may have a calling. But we may never consider you a pastor once we see that you have a small mind. Because we don't want that mind to influence our people. You must demand more. You must eat my messages. When you eat this message, you want to run wild. True? Yes. And you will get the result because you see that they've been waiting for you to make the steps and make the move. What I see here is stars and giants. Oh, yes. We're going to begin to have a reunion in New York, in all the places. Yes. Come with your children, your family, and everyone are excited. We're excited taking nations for Jesus. I know some of you don't believe what I'm saying. When I look around, I see greatness. I see greatness. I see greatness everywhere. Oh, and I bless you. I bless you. I decree that you are blessed. In Jesus' mighty name.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 22150052 89 UBA.